I'm Tony Cox in for Farai Today. This is News and Notes. Hollywood's biggest night of the year did not disappoint. Here with us for Oscar highlights is celebrity entertainment reporter for American Urban Radio Network's Tanya Hart. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Tony.
Are you still in your gown?
Well, honey, I've got to tell you, the stilettos have been kicked off, and thank goodness we can finally eat some real food for the first time all week, too.
Well, let's get to it. What were the surprises for you for last night?
Well, you know, I think everybody was very surprised that Eddie Murphy did not win because he really was the favored and the favorite for Best Supporting Actor. But it hit me on Wednesday, Tony, and I had said it on the radio on Wednesday. I said, you know, Alan Arkin has not won or been nominated since the 70s or before then. I think it's been like 37 or 40 years. He's older, and the Academy absolutely loved Little Miss Sunshine. And it dawned on me, I'm saying, ooh, that could be, you know, Eddie's nemesis right there. I think that's his competition, and obviously it turns out it was. There was also, you know, that Norbit factor.
Oh, yeah.
And people had said, well, by them, you know, they thought it was a real big mistake to release Norbit right before the voting had been transpired, or before all the votes had come in. And then the box office was great for Norbit, but I think at the end of the day, it was a bad move to release Norbit, because I think it really reminded people of what Eddie usually does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not what the Academy, and plus then, you know, the Academy does not like any bit of controversy surrounding any of their films or their people. And there has been, as you know, I believe it's on this show today, some controversy about Norbit and that characterization of black women.
That's correct. Well, let's talk about some of the speeches. In fact, we can talk about the locks and the speeches of the locks. There were two: Forrest Whitaker, who we just knew was going to win, and Jennifer Hudson, and they both did. Their speeches were interesting. Here's Forrest Whitaker.
I want to thank my wife Keisha, my children, my ancestors who continue to guide my steps, and God who believes in us all, and who's given me this moment in this lifetime that I will hopefully carry to the end of my lifetime. Into the next lifetime. Thank you.
So, Tanya, what was he like backstage after that?
Oh, he was wonderful. You know, Forrest and Keisha used to be my neighbors here until they moved on up to Beverly Hills. So I always get a lot of love for them, from them and for them. And Forrest was like he always is backstage. He was, well, very interesting, though. As you know, Forrest is a very, very humble person and a very kind of a thinking man. And when he walked off that stage, by the way, that was one of the best Oscar acceptance speeches I've heard in years. And I've been backstage and been back there for like the last almost 15 years. That's truly one of the best. And I could even see, before we talk about backstage, you should have seen Will Smith's look on his face. Even Will Smith was tearing up as Forrest won. And Will had told me on the red carpet, he said, you know, I am so happy for Forrest this year. And it was heartfelt, and you could tell he really meant it, because as good as Will was, and if it hadn't been Forrest, it would have been Will this year, because Will gave a performance.
Well, you know, talking about heartfelt, there's no one who gave an acceptance speech any more heartfelt, it seemed to me, than Jennifer Hudson.
If my grandmother was here to see me now, she was my biggest inspiration for everything, because she was a singer and she had the passion for it, but she never had the chance. And that was the thing that pushed me forward to continue.
When she gave that speech, I kept thinking about Simon Cowell in American Idol. You know what I mean?
I was actually thinking about Jennifer Holliday, and glad that she thanked Jennifer Holliday.
What was she like backstage?
Oh, she was great, but she's always great. I mean, this is a young woman who has been on the most incredible Cinderella ride of her life. They truly are calling her the Cinderella story, and it's true. And you know, and she admits it, but she's still very excited, very humble, very honest, very amazed by all of this. And I think she's going to have a good career. You know, she says she's going to take each one. Now that she's got an Oscar, I guess we can't really call her, you know, just a singer anymore.
I suppose you're right. Al Gore made a presentation, was a winner, and was also part of a presentation. Some thought that he might use it as an opportunity to announce his candidacy. That was an interesting side note, wasn't it?
was. Well, when Al came backstage with his posse, they were backstage for a very, very long time. And ironically, they were backstage when Melissa Etheridge won the Oscar for the song that is in his movie, The Inconvenient Truth. And so it was really kind of interesting because they stood by and watched and kind of jumped up and down and shouted and carried on. But yeah, we knew that Al wasn't going to do that. We kind of all wish that, boy, had he been this animated when he was running for president, maybe we wouldn't be in the situation we're in right now. But that's another story.
Interesting point. Let me ask you also about one other thing before you get away from us, and that is Ellen DeGeneres as the host. How did she do in your view? Do you think that they will invite her back?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when you're backstage, it's very hard, even though we have little earplugs and we can kind of tune into the show. I was trying to pay attention to that, and from what I could see, it seems to me that she was her usual Ellen and energetic self, and I really like Ellen, and loved her face makeup, too. I mean, I thought she looked really great with the makeup on. Then I had heard from some other people who had actually sat and watched the show that they didn't think that she did such a good job. So it's hard for me to say. I'm going to have to, you know, I T-voted, so I'll have to look back when I can really sit and watch. What did you think, Tony?
You know, I thought that she had one good bit when she had Steven Spielberg take a photograph of her with Clint Eastwood and told him to do it again because he hadn't gotten it right the first time. But other than that, I give her a C.
Okay. Well, I think you must have been where everybody else that I talked to that really had a chance to sit and watch the show. That was kind of the general feeling. And like I said, I'll have to look at it because it's hard to tell for me.
Tanya, it's always a joy to have you on. We will talk to you next time from the red carpet.
Thank you.
Tanya Hart is celebrity entertainment reporter for American Urban Radio Networks. For more on the Oscars, log on to npr.org.